Okay, class. Let's continue our discussion of those great explorers who opened the doors to the New World. One of the most important was the Portuguese explorer Ferdinand Magellan, whose expedition completed the first voyage around the world to find a western spice route to Asia. As you know, the famous explorer Christopher Columbus had tried to find a route from the west in 1492, but Magellan's expedition was the first to take this route and reach what was known as the Spice Islands. Actually the Maluku Islands, which are part of present-day Indonesia. Okay, let me stop here for a second and remind you that spices, particularly cloves and cinnamon, were considered very valuable at that time. And the Maluku Islands were the most significant source of these spices. And, as you'll recall, the rulers of European countries usually had to both approve and fund these costly expeditions to the Spice Islands. It was in their best interest, of course, since the countries that discovered and controlled certain routes could gain great power and wealth. So, there was a great deal of competition between countries like Spain and Portugal for establishing new sea routes to the islands. In fact, the Portuguese even sent out ships to stop Magellan, but he was able to find a way around them. But I'm getting ahead of myself. So, how did Magellan's journey begin? Well, after asking and being denied permission to sail to the Spice Islands in 1513 by King Manuel of Portugal, Magellan wasn't on good terms with him. Anyway, Magellan sailed for Spain in 1518 and was able to convince the king of that country, King Charles, to sponsor his voyage. Anyway, getting back to Magellan. So, by 1519, Magellan was finally ready for the voyage. With a crew of 241 men and a fleet of 5 ships named Trinidad, San Antonio, Concepcion, Victoria, and Santiago. With these ships, the expedition sailed across the Atlantic Ocean to South America. That is, of course, after Magellan escaped from the Portuguese, as I mentioned earlier. By 1520, they had set up camp for the winter at Puerto San Julian, in what is now southern Argentina. However, an unsuccessful rebellion broke out among the crew members shortly after they set up their winter quarters, and a severe storm destroyed the Santiago while it was on a scouting expedition down the coast. In spite of these difficulties, they resumed their voyage south about 8 months later and were finally able to find a narrow passage from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific Ocean. It's now called the Strait of Magellan. But again, there was trouble. While they were sailing through the strait at the tip of South America, the captain of the San Antonio abandoned the mission and returned to Spain. This left 3 ships to enter the Pacific Ocean. Nonetheless, Magellan and his crew became the first Europeans to sail across the enormous and unknown expanse of the Pacific. However, while that was an extraordinary achievement, it didn't happen without incredible hardship. As they sailed day after day, hoping to see land, the members of the expedition eventually used up all their food supplies and had little water. Under these dire circumstances, some of the crew members died. Fortunately, after nearly 100 days, Magellan and his ships did manage to reach the Pacific island of Guam in February of 1521 and were able to restock some of their supplies. From there, they went on to the Philippines, where unfortunately they got involved in a battle and lost more than 100 men, including Magellan. He was killed during a battle in April 1521 between 2 local groups of the Philippine island of Mactan. After the battle, there was not enough of the crew left to sail all of the remaining ships, so they burned the Concepcion. The journey continued, and the Trinidad and Victoria finally reached the Maluku Spice Islands in November 1521, and the crew filled their ships with precious spices for the journey back. In the process of trying to sail home, the Trinidad was captured by the Portuguese. Finally, however, the Victoria returned to Spain in 1522 with only 18 survivors. And here, I really should mention someone you've probably never heard of. Juan Sebastian Elcano. Poor guy. It seems like history ignores him sometimes, and it's just not fair. Anyway, he's actually the one who took over command of the remaining ship and delivered the spices to the King of Spain. So, to sum it up, although Magellan didn't make it back, the real significance of the expedition's voyage around the globe is that it revealed for the first time how large the world truly is.